Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Hollywood writers and studios have reached a tentative agreement that could soon end a nearly five-month-old strike. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports the Writers Guild of America calls this deal with Hollywood studios exceptional, with meaningful gains and protections for writers.
Screenwriters cheered for the new contract, which still needs to be voted on and approved by members before the strike is officially over. Their work stoppage and a strike by the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA ground Hollywood to a halt, stopping most productions and delaying film and TV premieres. Workers across the entertainment industry have been out of work since May. CEOs from four Hollywood studios joined negotiators to hammer out issues such as higher residuals when shows are rerun on streaming platforms, minimum staffing for TV series, and protections against artificial intelligence. SAG-AFTRA has similar issues and is waiting for the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers to make a deal with them. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Members of a Canadian auto workers union known as Unifor have ratified a tentative agreement with Ford Canada. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the union says it will now turn to negotiations with General Motors and Stellantis.
Unifor says the deal with Ford's 5,600 workers comes to 10% in the first year, 2% in the second, and 3% in the third, plus a $10,000 bonus to all employees on the active roll. In addition, there are increases in basic benefits and allowances and pension plans, as well as investments to help transition the company to electric vehicle assembly facilities. Key issues remain a problem in the U.S., where more than 13,000 auto workers are on strike against the big three automakers. Talks with Ford in the U.S. continue through the weekend. Unlike the UAW, Unifor chose one of the three to target with its first negotiation, with hopes to set the tone for deals with the other automakers. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In Washington, Congress only has a few more days to pass spending legislation, or the federal government will partially shut down after September 30th. The holdup is in the House, where Republican members have the majority. A handful of GOP hardliners are blocking passage of spending legislation. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is imploring them to relent and help devise a conservative spending plan. What's left of Tropical Storm Ophelia is soaking parts of the Northeast this morning. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous coastal conditions. Ophelia made landfall last Friday in North Carolina with dangerous wind and storm surge. Adam O'Neill is a resident of Belhaven, North Carolina, right on the Atlantic coast.
I think we probably got a 4 or 5 foot surge at least, and we didn't expect that much.
It's still raining across parts of the Northeast today. You're listening to NPR News. Authorities in Hawaii will allow the first people to return to the burned-out city of Lahaina today. The area on the island of Maui was demolished by deadly wildfires nearly 2 months ago. At least 97 people were killed. Residents are being allowed to return in stages. There were several mass shootings in the U.S. this weekend. 3 people were killed in Florida. Several young people were wounded in other incidents. NPR's Amy Held reports.
4 people were shot during a visit at a Florida apartment. 3 were killed, including a 3-year-old. J.D. Strunko is the assistant chief of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
Early indication is they did travel here for purposes of conducting a sale of a dog.
Earlier Saturday in Chesapeake, Virginia, a mass shooting left 5 people wounded, 4 of them juveniles. Guns are the number one cause of death for young people in the U.S. In May, an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll found 6 in 10 Americans say it's more important to curb gun violence than to protect gun rights. That's the highest figure in a decade. This Congress, though, is unlikely to act. President Biden last week announced a new office to combat gun violence, including exploring whether executive action can be taken. Amy Held, NPR News.
NASA officials are going to take a newly returned space capsule to the Johnson Space Center in Houston today. The capsule landed safely in Utah yesterday after taking a 7-year flight to collect material from a distant asteroid. Scientists want to analyze the pebbles and the dirt in the capsule to see if they can learn more about the origins of the universe. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.